Hello, Internet, and welcome to another episode of All My Issues. In this episode, episode 52, we talk about some of the current nerd news that is hitting the interwebs. We also talk about the season finale of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We talk about Arrow a little bit. We talk about Batwoman, the new show Batwoman. And we also talk about the cancellation of Lucifer and a little bit about the YouTube Red Show Cobra Kai. So, without further ado, let's get started. Muppet Horn. All right. I guess we'll get started here.
We're getting started. Ha!
Hey, do you know that? Never mind.
In here!
Yeah. All right. So, hello, I'm Rick.
I'm Sam.
I'm Chris.
All right. Today, we're going to recap a bunch of different things. We've got news. This is our all news episode.
Yeah, because we're still trying to recover from Thanos snapping his fingers, man.
Yeah. Oh snap. That's never meant so much.
So we're still here.
Yes.
Yeah.
But 50% of our podcast this year haven't been recorded.
That's right, exactly.
It's been a busy time.
Darn you, Thanos. It has been a busy time for us. But you know, we're still making the effort. And we're gonna talk about stuff that we've read and watched and
nerdy things.
Nerd news.
Nope, not gonna get world news unless it relates to the world of entertainment.
Exactly.
All right.
So let's start off with the most shocking news.
Yeah, this is,
I can't even believe this.
This is heartbreaking.
Inhumans?
Inhumans has officially been canceled.
Oh,
no!
No more Lockjaw.
Why?
Yeah.
It comes to a blow to all of us.
Yeah, I'm actually just surprised it wasn't canceled early. That's the bigger shock.
I'm surprised it wasn't canceled on the first day of shooting.
Yes. The moment they're like, hey, let's cut off Medusa's hair. Are we sure we want to go forward with this? And this is not even the end of the first episode.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I mean, they struggled through it, but they were trying so hard. I mean, they had a theater release and everything.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. You know, you can't polish a turd. I mean,
you can actually.
Mythbusters
prove that.
That's true.
It's a good episode. Yeah. Anyway.
It's still a turd, though.
It is.
A shiny turd.
It is.
Yeah.
Shiny turd.
But isn't that like pay a lot of money for a dinosaur turd.
That is true. I have a dinosaur turd.
Do you?
I do.
Wow. Why would you have a dinosaur turd?
Just because I wanted to be
grandma,
able...
by the way.
Well, you know, if I ever decide to open up my own theme park, I got like DNA.
Can I be the guy that warns you that the dinosaur turds are going to take over everything?
Yes.
I'm going to be like,
I'm going to clone turds. Yes. Forget the dinosaurs. I'm all about the turds.
Cadillacs and dino turds.
Yes, dino turds.
And be called Jurassic Park.
And fast ass on the Asic. Yeah. Yeah. So Inhumans
is gone.
I'm coming to that park and I'm gonna be like, now that is a lot of shit.
That is a lot of that is awesome.
Crap always finds a way.
Crap always finds a way. It does. Oh man.
In your pants.
So yeah, I think if Inhumans included more dinosaur.
The rest of the podcast, I'm gonna randomly add in your pants.
In your pants. In your pants.
Just to make things entertaining, just so you know.
You're welcome, America.
That's right.
And Australia.
And the UK.
And the UK. Yes.
And the, you know, the English-speaking world, basically.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa.
I mean, if you understand English, you're more than welcome to listen.
Google can translate.
Yeah, you can, you know. Can Google translate the whole thing to a podcast? I guess maybe that's a thing.
Probably poorly.
Poorly, yeah. It might make our podcast better.
Sometime we should take our podcast and translate it into some other language and then translate it back to English.
And to see how, to see how it comes across. Yeah.
I saw where they did that with Revenge of the Sith one time, and it was absolutely brilliant.
Have you heard where they've taken they've tried to use an AI to take comedians' jokes? They've like filled them with, you know, they've taken like jokes from Sarah Silverman, you know, whoever else.
Yeah.
And just basically randomly had the AI try to create jokes.
Interesting.
Are they awful?
They're pretty horrible.
Well, they're getting there.
Yeah. You know, but I think it's just fun that they did that.
I saw the Korean translation of Infinity War. Apparently, was the person who translated it for the official movie release did a poor job.
Ooh.
And changed the implications of the movie. So, like, Doctor Strange, when he's like, we're in the end game now, they translated that to, we're doomed.
And well, that kind of totally changes the movie.
Yeah, because I saw where someone, it was a Korean reporter, was interviewing people, and people who spoke both languages, and they said that it was, you know, like, their biggest complaint was that it was a really bad translation.
Wow. It's kind of surprising to let that one slide by.
Yeah.
You know?
You, sir, are fired.
You have one job. One job, and you...
Now we know why Kim Jong-un is so angry, because all the movies he's watched have been translated badly.
Also, well...
Is that too?
I don't know that... Are the North Korean guys getting off a lot of the movies?
That's true.
This was in just South Korea.
Maybe.
Was in South Korea. Yeah, they don't have movies in, I think, in North Korea.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think they have entertainment.
Except the interview.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe that was poorly translated.
Do it.
Yeah. I don't know.
North Korean entertainment is gray uniforms and internment camps. That's what they do for fun there.
Yeah.
And praise the glorious leader.
Yep. Supreme leader.
So Inhumans.
Yeah. Speaking of sad news, Inhumans has been canceled.
Speaking of sad news.
Yeah. Inhumans has been canceled.
Inhumans has been canceled.
So I think basically...
This is going to be a 10-hour podcast.
It is going to be a 10-hour podcast, because we haven't gotten past the first item yet.
We haven't, and we've already been in North Korea.
So let me ask you this. If Inhumans, you know, a portion of it took place in North Korea, would it improve the show?
I would just assume that it would be used in the North Korean internment camps as punishment.
Wow. You have to watch every episode of Inhumans.
Like, you've insulted glorious leader.
Yes. And you were to watch Inhumans.
You were watching Inhumans. No. I know that you don't have any entertainment, but here's a character whose power is her hair.
What happens to her hair? It is shaved off.
That's the first ever North Korean German accent.
I know. It just seemed appropriate.
Oh, man.
My Korean accent is very similar to my German accent. Okay. Yeah. Some may even say it's the same accent.
America.
America. All right.
So item number two.
Item number two.
This one I am kind of like Lucifer being canceled.
Yeah. That was your boy.
I know. No sympathy for the devil.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, guys. Sorry, but you know.
Look at you with the devil making.
I know.
So
he didn't have a chance in hell.
Yeah. So Rick, you're our resident Lucifer guy here.
I take offense to that.
No.
Oh, you mean in the show?
The show, yeah. Come on, Chris also loves Lucifer.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Do you love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
Anywho, on the show,
yes.
Apparently, the final episode was when Lucifer showed his true face. Correct?
I haven't watched the last episode. But that's all right. You may have spoiled it for me, Sam. That's okay. But he showed his true face earlier on to other people, so it wouldn't be that big of a shock. But maybe it's the context in which he shows his true face. I could see how that could have different implications.
So what character is? Because I don't watch the show.
Oh, okay.
What is Clark Kent in that show?
Clark Kent?
Yeah, Tom Welling.
Oh. He is actually Kane.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which I thought was really interesting.
Is Abel in it?
He was, yeah.
Interesting.
For a brief period of time. Mazikeen's in it.
Really?
Yes. Who else
half
is in
face?
There? When she shows her true face.
Oh. They should just have her with a half mask like they did.
Yeah, they could. Well, yeah, they could. I guess they could. They didn't do that, though. They just made her, she's a hot chick, and then when she shows her true face, it's half a face.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think who else is on there that's from the comic book lore, but I really enjoyed the show. I mean, it's like...
I would enjoy it more if a cameo by Mervin Pumpkinhead.
I would agree with you there. It's pretty much like a police procedural with Lucifer.
Yeah. So it seems like, yeah.
Yeah. And it was, and the, what's his name that's playing Lucifer? What the heck's his name? I can't think of his name right now. We'll look it up and maybe put in the show notes or something or add it
or
to
not.
The end. Or
I mean,
not.
Not
or, yeah, really. I don't know.
I mean, it's canceled now.
It's canceled.
Nice
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, that's true. But He's good, though. He's good.
But I heard that people are trying to
get
it back.
Yeah, there's petitions. They're trying. There's thoughts
if
that they're going to shop
money,
it around.
Then maybe they could shop it around. Yeah. I would assume.
I mean, I think it makes perfect sense if it were to go to.
If it's making money, then why not?
Yeah, because I guess the big thing that, at least from my understanding, from what I've heard from other podcasts that are probably bigger than ours, that
that's impossible.
I know it is impossible because we're worldwide, baby. But
you went full Pitbull.
I
don't like
worldwide.
It when people go full Pitbull.
It's like half Pitbull.
Explains the white suit that he's wearing.
Mr. Worldwide. Tom Ellis. Lucifer. Thanks for looking it up, Sam. Thank you. That's Lucifer. Yes, Tom
Ellis. You can bring that to the CW.
Yes, which I think makes perfect sense. Especially since Constantine is kind of... Now the rumor is that he is going to be a regular cast member on Legends of Tomorrow, as long as that doesn't get canceled. And I don't think it is.
Okay.
I think it's going to continue on. So I liked seeing Constantine in a few of the episodes that he had with Legends of Tomorrow. It's, you know, just seeing him back in on TV and playing that character. But yeah, I think it makes perfect sense to do that. I've heard that Hulu was kind of... shopping, you know, they're shopping around a couple different places. And my understanding is that Lucifer has done really well. It has made money for the WB, who owns it. But I guess Fox has some sort of distribution deal where they show it on their channel. Fox doesn't really make much money from it.
Mm.
I guess WB makes a lot of money off of it overseas.
Interesting.
Where Fox is kind of taken out of the equation, but since Fox isn't really making a whole lot of money on it, Fox is just like, well, we'll put a show on in there where
that we can make 100% profit on.
Yeah. So that's too bad, but I mean, it's not the first time that Fox has canceled shows on us. There's a long laundry list of shows that Fox has canceled. Angry about that.
And more than canceled, like there's one that's been canceled twice and still came back for more.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, Firefly.
Yeah.
Futurama.
A Dollhouse.
Dollhouse.
Married with Children.
Married with Children.
Did you ever see the Family Guy where they came back?
Yes.
And they showed the list of every Fox show that was canceled in between their cancellation and.
did they really? Gosh, yeah, go, yeah. Oh, I do. Yeah. Now that you, I do. Yeah. See, I don't know. That's why I just hesitate to watch any show on Fox. Are you listening, Fox? Because once you get attached to the show, it's going to get canceled. The only reason I watch Lucifer is because I'm a fan of the character, and you know.
I'm sure they're wiping their eyes with $1,000 bills and right, saying, "Oh my gosh, we piss off, a Rick someplace."
Yeah, exactly, Rick.
Oh. While we're on TV and speaking of Ricks,
yes,
we didn't talk about
the more famous
the Dan Harmon in the room.
Yes,
which is that Rick and Morty's been picked up for 70 episodes.
Yes,
all right.
So that's people were a little bit concerned. There was thoughts going back and forth. It hasn't been picked up yet. But
that's great.
They were
Rick.
Just working out on the deal. Yeah,
we picked up.
Oh geez, Rick.
Oh geez, I don't know if that's 7 seasons or what.
Yeah. Do you think we'll get another pickle, Rick?
Possibly. I just wonder what that is going to translate to in terms of, are they going to do 7 10 episode seasons?
Yeah.
Or if they know they're picked up and they've already ordered this many episodes, are they going to do
just a whole slew of them at once or something like that? I don't know.
It will be interesting.
Maybe have like a 20 episode season or something like that.
No, they probably wouldn't do that. But,
Either way, it's good to know that.
I mean, they could do 5 seasons of 14 episodes.
That's true. They could do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did the math.
You did do the math. Look at you.
Look at me.
You're like a human calculator.
I'm like Rain Man over here.
Busting out all the digits.
In your pants.
In your pants. Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh, I like it.
It really does work for just about everything. All right. I guess that brings us to the other Marvel show that hasn't been canceled, but been renewed.
It's been renewed. It's always on the fence, but
it is always on the fence.
It keeps on ticking.
But I tell you what, every season I think has gotten better and better.
It's pretty good.
This is I might have liked last season a little bit better just because they had Ghost Rider in it. And
Motorcycle Hero.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Except in this one, you had a car.
Yeah.
Ghost Rider.
Motorcycle
Hero.
Yeah. What we're talking about is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's right, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. This past season was really good. I kept me guessing throughout the whole season. I was, really waiting for every episode to come out.
Yeah. Are we doing spoilers?
Yeah, I guess we should probably state that we're gonna say,
yo, we're gonna spoil the mess out of this thing.
That's right.
In my pants.
In Chris's pants. In Chris's
pants. So the agents come back from the future.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun,
and space. They were in space. Not only were they from the future, they were in space.
They were in space.
They did lots of things this season.
And a new threat comes about. Well, somewhat a new threat with it's an old threat, but with a new head.
Yes, yeah.
Hydra has returned.
Yeah, yeah. Talbot.
Yeah.
They kind of like, Hydra, and then, depending on how we, because it bounces back and forth a lot this season, because it starts out there, and when they get flung to the future, we're not really sure how they got there, and then it kind of, find out,
how they got there with the what's the stones called?
Oh, man.
Got there with some space stones.
Yeah, some space stones. Magic space stones.
Yeah.
Not the ones Thanos has, but the other magic
space
stones.
Boy, you're selling me on this.
I know, right?
I haven't watched in 5 years.
So they find out that the Earth, when they're in the future and in space, that the Earth was shaken to the core and is all in pieces. And the last known record of what happened was because
the Destroyer of Worlds,
which
people thought was Quake, which we know as Agent Daisy.
Yeah.
From
Or as Quake. Yeah. With the, yeah, so, like, that's what you get to see the first few episodes of this past season, is that you see the Earth is destroyed. You just see, like, a small little piece floating out there in space, mm-hmm. and the rest of humanity was saved by the Kree, but also enslaved
by
the Kree. And so that was kind of interesting. It started out that season pretty pretty fast with that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they didn't spend too much. I was worried that they were going to spend a lot of time with them being, you know, enslaved and being, you know, just kind of stuck there. But it was only like half of the season probably where they kind of worked their way out
and found their way back home, you know, with the help of Fitz and everything. So they found their way back home.
But they brought somebody back with them.
Yes.
From the future.
Mr. Gold.
That
wrong universe.
Wrong, I know. Wrong universe.
That's why I said that would be... That would be kind of interesting, though. They should do something with Booster Gold. That's a character that DC should do something with. They have potential.
Possibly. Yeah. I think he probably may show up in Legends of Tomorrow.
That's true. But, back to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So they bring... what's the guy's name? I'm trying to think of his name. Oh, my gosh. This is horrible. I'm drawing a blank. Let me look this up real quick. We'll just edit this portion out as we're kind of.
Look who you're fooling.
I know.
Every time we've ever said we're going to edit this out,
yeah, we just kind of like it. It gets kind of entertaining to hear just rambling and as we're
Technically, they didn't bring him back. They thought he had died and somehow, some way.
Oh, that's right.
He shows up back in the present.
But we find out that he is also the son or grandson. The
grandson.
Of who? Fitz?
Fitz and Simmons. And that person is... Dun, 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 dun. Marty McFly.
No! Wrong time traveler. But who it is...
Deke! My gosh, I found it in 4 seconds.
I know.
Four seconds.
I know. I don't know.
I don't know that
Deke. Deke.
You need to come to my Google Dojo.
I can teach you some Google.
I literally Googled Fitz grandkid AOS. And it was the top thing. What were you looking through?
I was looking through an itemized
history of Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
You were looking through the official handbook of the Marvel Universe from 1985. Like,
but you know, it was a lot of good flashbacks.
You were going down memory lane.
I was looking, I'm like, oh, that's right. I remember that character in there. Yeah, that's right.
Hold on a second, look at every one of these characters. By Joe Rubenstein.
I forgot this person was in this show.
That's right. Oh man. Oh,
so Deke,
I forgot Deke, yes.
Supposed to be 5 feet.
Deke, wait, what are you talking about? Okay, Deke. Oh yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
So Deke is the Deke is the grandson of
Fitz and Simmons. Yeah.
Together.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
So they're married now.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Well, they get married this season even.
Oh,
yeah.
They were a little bit shady the last time.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit
dark.
Yeah, Fitz gets kind of dark this season, too. He goes in weird ways to, you know, when they come back from the future, Daisy had an implant from the Kree that kind of suppressed her powers. Okay. Yeah, so...
I thought you'd come back with, huge lips or something.
Usually. But Fitz, kind of...
He goes dark because she doesn't want to have her powers so that she doesn't want to be the one to cause the world to quake apart. So she's like, if I don't have powers, then there's no way that I can be Quake and I can make the world.
Has she never read a single Greek tragedy?
I know. But also that they weren't exactly sure how to remove that implant either without killing her.
Right.
But so Fitz just kind of risked it.
Yeah.
And kind of
hijacked her and
took it out of her.
Took it out of her.
Yeah. So he got a little dark, you know.
So you find out
what happens to Yo-Yo too though.
Yeah, oh.
That's probably the most shocking moment.
There was a new Hydra agent. I don't think she really had a name. I think she was just called a Destroyer. She wanted to be called a Destroyer of Worlds, but I don't think she had a name. But I do recognize her from Matt and Lizzie. My kids watched that show, and she plays both characters. And it's like, and she's also in Disney's The Descendants. So,
I've heard of that show.
I've seen it.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, rotten to the core.
Yep.
I have kids.
Oh yes, yeah.
I don't watch The Descendants on my own.
I totally do.
Because you're rotten to the core.
Rotten to the core.
There's nothing better than watching like teenagers with purple hair. Now I'm on a watch list.
Good for you.
Just so you know, having watched The Descendants,
yeah,
absolutely terrible.
It's absolutely terrible.
Oh, gosh.
Somehow I'm not really surprised by it sometimes. Sometimes those Disney shows...
I haven't really technically watched The Descendants. I've seen pieces, parts of The Descendants going on in my living room in between video games or things like that, or where I was just too lazy to get up off the couch.
Yeah, it's a Disney movie, yeah.
And it is nothing short of an abomination in the eyes of our Lord.
And they've made a second one, too.
And
they're going to make a third.
Yes. Oh.
It's a popular abomination.
Yes. Wow. Just like High School Musical.
Kids.
The kids of the Disney villains are trying to be good. And everything. And they're just right to the core.
It's like emo.
Yeah.
They're like emo. I didn't think emo was popular anymore. Emo Descendants. Is it more goth?
Neither of those things. They're the kids of the Disney villains.
Yeah. Oh.
And the Disney heroes, I forget the plot. They are on an island or something of evil folks, and they come to
the land
of happiness as a like an ambassador program type thing or something. They enter the high school. But with the secret plans of stealing things to give back to the parents.
Right.
So valuable lessons are learned, and that doesn't happen.
On opposite sides of the track fall in love. And
yeah. The girl that plays twins on some other.
Yeah, Liz and Maddie.
Yeah.
Okay. Is on
Angel's Field.
She's the purple haired teenager.
Who, yes. And on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She's a trained weapon that Hydra has, you know.
Wait, she's on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
She is on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Are you joking right now?
I am not joking. Yeah. And she has these...
There's now a 100% chance that I never catch up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
She goes full villain, though.
She goes full villain.
Yeah. Oh.
She chops people's arms off.
12!
I think
she's probably 16 now.
Maybe, for all I know, because it's Hollywood, she's probably 25.
She probably is 16. Older. Yeah. Because they do like some sort of graduation ceremony with her. Because essentially she was born into an agent. Hydra. Yeah, she was born into Hydra.
Basically. I don't remember Deke.
He was only this past season.
Yeah.
No, I mean, is he a character?
I don't think so.
No,
I think he's kind of just introduced for the show.
Well, then that's doubly.
Yeah, they kind of when they introduce him, you almost think, oh, is he going to be like a Ravager? At the beginning of the season, I almost thought he was going to be a Ravager, like from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh,
because he kind of looked like that. He had that pirate thing going on with the face mask and the jetpack when he was flying
in space. Yeah,
but they kind of went all over the place with this season. It's a very complicated season to describe because of how it bounces around. Just like this podcast, because we spent way more time talking about The Descendants than we expected.
Right,
that in North Korea.
Yeah.
We didn't plan on talking about either one of those. So this is the all North Korea and all Descendants podcast. But the woman that we're talking about that was from The Descendants that's on...
Liz and Maddie, as on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah. She has the weapon, this disc that is sharp, and she throws it, and it cuts off Yo-Yo's arms.
Yeah, so she has no arms.
Who's Yo-Yo?
You can't play with my yo-yo.
Oh, you haven't watched it for a while. She's an inhuman that has like this ability to kind of like bounce back. Like it's essentially running fast, but wherever she runs fast to, she has to run back fast
she
to
gets, where she yeah. started at. That's why they call her yo-yo.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
You can't play with my
yo-yo. She's actually a character, though, that's in the comics, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember her.
Yeah. I think she's relatively new, though.
Correct.
Yeah, but yeah, her arms are gone.
Arms gone.
Her arms off.
Right.
And I was surprised by that.
Oh, well, not necessarily, because early on in that season,
that's true.
You see her future self. Like
without limbs.
Without limbs. Her present self sees her future self, and she's telling her present self, you have to let Coulson die, or else the world would be destroyed.
Yeah,
and seeing all these
things. Yeah, so that's kind of like almost the story throughout the whole season was that Coulson must die.
Yes.
You can't let Coulson live.
So they get back to the present day, and they realize that Hydra is still out there somewhere, and is looking for them, and they kind of capture Agent Coulson. You find out when Agent Coulson and the rest of the team had came back from the future that he was dying because he was struck by a weapon and the poison was going all through his body. But he didn't really tell nobody that. So when Hydra captured him stuff, he realized that General Talbot was still alive.
Which one's Talbot?
Talbot is the actor who played in Heroes, who was
the older
Adrian
brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, did I just get his name right?
You did.
Oh, holy man. Crap.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes.
That can't be right. I can't just have that actor's name memorized.
But he was tortured by Hydra.
And
basically, he's a little bit loopy in the head.
Yeah. Being that you get shot in the head and then you get
tortured. I got it wrong.
Oh, come on.
It's Adrian Pazdar.
Ah, very close, though.
You were way closer than I was.
Yeah. If you wouldn't have told us, we would have been, that guy.
Yeah.
By the way, she's 22. I looked it up.
She's 22? Okay, yeah. Let's see. But,
All right, then.
Yeah, so basically they have that.
Still looks 12.
She's, she looked very young, even in this show.
Yeah.
In this episode, or whatever. She was in several episodes.
Yes.
I was kind of glad to see her go, because she was kind of an annoying character.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess she performed her role well.
Yeah. So, they free, Talbot, Coulson, and Absorbing Man.
Yeah, he's in it.
I saw him.
He was in, like, the first season. Yeah. So it was kind of nice they kind of brought him back.
Did they bring back Deathlok ever?
They have a couple times, yeah. Usually, I think it was at the end of last season.
That's correct.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised to bring back. They should have just kept him on as a regular member of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah,
seriously.
I think they should have. Yeah. But now they got more super-powered people now.
Yeah.
Than what they had before. Kind of, they have a nice,
that's right.
Nice roster.
Arrangement.
Yeah. But, I guess just to kind of move it forward a little bit more to the so where are we at? Where they escape. Coulson and Talbot escape. They get back with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, aliens want the
gravitonium.
The gravitonium.
Yeah, and that gravitonium is a thing too, where they're trying. They have this. Hydra had this plan where they're going to basically fuse gravitonium with a
human or a superpowered person.
Yeah, and
what is gravity? I'm not even gonna ask what gravity is.
It's
is this where you're gonna have to give me five seasons of
It looks like Mercury, basically. And it's got some sort of powers and stuff. And,
right.
Yeah. So yeah.
In order to save the team, Talbot took the whole gravitonium inside of him and he turned into he lived long enough to be the villain.
Yeah. He kind of became Graviton.
Yeah.
Basically. So he had all these, he's super powerful, crazy powerful.
Right. But he needs more power to protect the Earth because Thanos is a threat on the Earth.
Yeah. Which the alien, ties into, the Krees or who, it wasn't the Krees that told Thanos was coming, was it? Or was it? Maybe it was.
It was the guy from, the Kree said something, and the other guy that he took over, who
took over. Yeah.
Man, this is craziness.
Yeah.
So basically,
they link it to the films by saying Thanos is coming
and they got
to
protect, and so the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And so, basically, how do we want to end this?
Well, we'll just say what happens at the end.
Okay.
This is sum it up.
S.H.I.E.L.D. saves the day.
Yeah.
Coulson dies. Fitz dies.
Yeah. But interestingly enough, what they've done with Fitz, I think, was actually kind of caught me off guard, because he's not really dead, though, because his future or his past self is out in space. That because his future self is the one that died.
I see. You find him again.
Yeah, and that's why they said they were going to go. Simmons was like, we're going to go look for Fitz in space. So
they changed the future, so they broke the loop.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
But it's weird that Deke's still around also.
Well, we don't quite know because... Oh, that's... We don't quite know if he ever disappeared. They never showed that he disappeared. He just walked off and said, I'm going to go see trees because I've never seen trees.
That's true, yeah.
So...
But then where does Coulson end up at the end? On Tahiti.
On Tahiti. With
Agent May.
Yes.
So, I thought...
Calvary.
I think it was a good way to end it with Coulson because... You know, it was appropriate that he ended up at Tahiti where, you know, I did like the fight between Talbot and Daisy.
Yes.
I thought that was pretty cool. The effects were pretty well done.
Yes.
They really upped the bar on the effects this season, I think.
I think
all the space
too.
Stuff looked really good.
And my man Mac is now the head of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I thought they were going to kill Mac off, and I was like, man, they better not kill Mac off because he's probably one of my favorite characters on her. But then they killed Fitz, and I'm like, man, I don't want him to kill Fitz either because he's one of my favorite characters too, especially all the weird twistedness that's been going on with him. It makes it interesting. But but they didn't. He's going to still be on the show because he's in the future.
In stasis.
Yeah. So long story short, the season ends, and there's no snap. I thought it was going to end at some point with the Thanos snap somehow affecting the show, and I really kind of wish they would have done that, but. I can kind of see why they probably didn't.
Right.
But I guess the show is not supposed to come back until spring.
Yep, until after.
Yeah.
After the Avengers other film.
Yeah, so I wonder if there's going to be, maybe there will be some snappage shown in the show. Like, you know, because, I mean, half the team should be gone. Well, really, you know.
But it depends. I mean, they may be all... The ones who survived happened to be in all one on one place, and then some other people.
Yeah, but statistically speaking, that's kind of if they did that, it would be a little bit loopy. I don't know.
And we got just a quick thing to bring you up, something that is surprising. Jack Busey makes an appearance
on a
few episodes.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Gary Busey's son, Jack Busey.
Oh, I was
or Jake. Jake Busey. Jake
I was Busey. Well, I was sitting there going in my head, I was like, Jack Busey, who's that?
Jake
the Marvel Busey.
Universe.
So I was thinking Marvel character, but it was like a real actual person.
Yeah.
No.
Jake Busey.
So that's
that was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. Very complicated season because of all the time travel and weird going back and forth.
But, so welcome back, Chris.
Yeah. Yes. Now you don't need to watch the season.
You don't have to watch at all.
Our summary was good enough. Maybe.
Somewhat. Meanwhile.
All right.
I do just kind of wonder what they're going to do with the season, though. What the next season.
I'm going to miss Agent May.
I can see Agent May coming back because, I mean, if Coulson dies. But I can see also... I could see them, you know, maybe retconning Coulson's death by, you know, if Thanos does a snap, Coulson dies, even if he was poisoned or whatever, and maybe the events that happen in the next Avengers movie, whatever that's going to be, they bring
him back.
People back. Maybe he's brought back and he doesn't have the infection or whatever.
That could be.
That could be a thing. I could see them doing
that. I could see them doing that. You know, it's possible. It's left.
In a way, though, I hope they just kind of leave him dead because the whole Tahiti thing, and
yeah,
it's very appropriate. But
yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right, so that's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., long-winded summary. So, we also have news about a new HBO series.
The Watchmen,
yes. And what news do we have about this,
Chris? A couple things. Casting has begun, and while we don't know who anyone is, Regina King.
Ooh, yeah.
Who was both Huey and Riley Freeman in the Boondocks.
That's right, and 227. Woo! Have a little crush on her.
She was in 227?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh my gosh. Yeah, okay.
That's fantastic. I don't have a picture pulled up of her. I used to watch 227.
I did too.
Amen, religiously. Yeah, yeah. They were on the same night, right?
They are.
I think so. Back to back. How did the 227 theme song go?
There's no place like home.
Da-da. That's it, yeah.
When your family's around, you are never alone. Yeah. No need to roam, because there's no place like home.
All right. I think now it's going to be a rule. Every podcast we do,
Sam has to sing
a theme song. A theme song.
Don Johnson.
Really?
Tim Blake Nelson. Louis Gossett Jr.
Oh, that's Iron Eagle right there.
Yeah, oh, man. Also, he was in the original Punisher movie.
Yes, that's true. Yep.
And we could go back to An Officer and a Gentleman in Roots that he won awards for. Yeah, whatever. We can stick with Iron Eagle and the Punisher. That's cool.
Oh, come on. Iron Eagle was a huge hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's a bigger hit than the Punisher. Yeah.
The poor man's Top Gun going on over here. We're going to bring up Air Hawk, too.
Yeah.
Blue Thunder. Blue Thunder is what I was thinking of first. Anyway, Adelaide Clemens and Andrew Howard, both people I'm not that familiar with their work. It is not a retelling of Watchmen. It is a remix, is what he's calling it. Damon Lindelof, who's doing the show, released a 5-page letter basically explaining his history with The Watchmen and the fact that he loved it very much, and declined to make the series like 2 or 3 times in the past, because he knows Alan Moore doesn't like his stuff. So, but regardless, it is taking place after the events of the Watchmen miniseries.
I wonder how, like, so you think they're going to find Rorschach's journal?
I would imagine that you're going to have a world. Manhattan's gone.
Yeah.
So at this point, it's not going to be. I mean, he was the only truly superpowered out of any of them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
All the rest of them were.
Yeah. That's true. But, I don't know.
But so yeah, new characters. I would imagine there'll be some of the old characters too.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see what they do with it.
Yeah. It's best.
I mean, in a way, though, I kind of wish I can kind of see where, you know, The Watchmen, I mean, it's such a beloved story, and it's such, like, it's a self-contained story. That
yeah, has a beginning, middle, end, and, you could reach all that in a season or two.
Yeah, because it's Amazon that's doing the Lord of the Rings films.
Yes.
Yeah, but they're going to be side stories and extra stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that almost sounds like the same thing to me.
Hopefully they get a good story out of it.
Yeah, they get it, hopefully. I mean, but in a way, it's almost like,
That's kind of interesting, too, because DC is doing the Doomsday Clock
series. Yeah.
Which was, like, way later. So maybe this Watchmen is between original Watchmen and the Doomsday.
But that they also have the DC characters in that as well. Though, like
the Doomsday Clock is taking place in the DC universe, right?
It's isn't it? Yeah.
It's in both universes. Somehow
they're being combined by Dr. Manhattan, I both thought.
Dr. Manhattan, when he disappeared, he actually disappeared to the DC universe.
Oh.
And who's the blonde hair guy?
Ozymandias,
you know, is kind of regretting of what he did in Watchmen. So, it's a whole totally different podcast.
gotcha. But yeah, that's what it kind of seems like to me. I mean, it could be good. You know, I'm not saying that. You know, I don't want to crap on it because it's a thing that hasn't been made yet. But
It got potential.
Yeah, it's got potential. Same thing with like the Lord of the Rings thing. It could be good.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I guess Peter Jackson, they've been talking with Peter Jackson. I guess he's been offered that and possibly doing a DC movie. Kind of hope he does a DC movie.
I wanted to do Frighteners too.
Frighteners is such a good movie.
It is.
You know what I mean? It really is a good movie. That's not, nobody talks about that movie though. Why does nobody talk about it?
I just talked about it.
You did just talk about it. But we've never talked about it before.
I don't think we have ever discussed the Frighteners.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So this is new ground we're treading right now.
Mm-hmm. Jake Fox.
Yeah. They should make a Frighteners. Speaking of Jake Busey.
Oh, yeah.
What the heck?
I was kind of waiting for it.
I was like,
where are we going? What about Jake
Busey? We weren't speaking of Jake Busey. Why did you sit in the...
And you're like,
You're like the yo-yo of conversation. You're going ahead and then come back. But see? Now I get what you're saying. Yeah, he was
a friend. That's I want to watch that movie now.
Yeah.
You know what I want? I want a series just about the special FBI agent. With all the scars and tattoos and it was
right?
Culted and not right.
Yeah.
That is a great character.
That was. Haunting now.
Yeah.
Before he was shot in the head.
That's right. Yeah. All right. So I guess the next line item we have is there's a new Cape Crusader coming to the Arrowverse.
No, oh, who's right? That? Yeah, who's that?
Batwoman?
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah, next season.
I don't know. Do we have any other?
We don't.
No?
There's someone else coming to the Arrowverse, too.
Who's that?
Green Arrow's goatee.
What? He's going to go full on goatee.
Right here.
That's about time.
About time. That's going to be interesting.
It's always kind of bothered me that he hasn't had that. It's always been a thing in the back of my head. I'm like,
where's the goatee?
He doesn't have a goatee.
You think he can pull off a goatee, though?
I hope he pulls off the full waxed goatee.
That's like what I'm hoping.
That's what I'm like, I don't know.
Because that's what I like about Green Arrow is the fact he puts a mask on and then...
Yeah, it has such a distinctive facial hair.
Well, we're able to narrow down to 6 people in the city.
Yes. One is the mayor. Yes.
And the other is a little hipster that lives.
Yeah. Has his hair putty.
Who was into archery before it was cool. I don't really have much to say about Batwoman or the goatee. It's happening.
It's kind of cool, though.
Gotham City is finally being introduced to the Arrowverse.
Yeah, that is cool. And, you know, that's the one thing DC has done really right is the Arrowverse. You know, for the most part, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it suffers from... I mean, this is the Arrowverse, the Flash, and all this stuff. The problem I have is that they have to do it in traditional television series, which is, you know, 22 episodes, and I don't think any of the stories that they're telling
need to last
22 episodes. I think each of these would be awesome 10 episodes. Like, even the Netflix series feel bloated at 13.
Yeah.
So why not tell the stories in shorter? Give me 2 seasons of 10.
Or 11. Yeah.
And make them 1 season. I don't know. It just bothers me.
I could kind of see that, because like the whole Savitar thing from Flash last season just seemed like, okay, is this going to be over yet? The Savitar deal, and
it's over.
And then it's, you know, then finally it is. And then you're like, oh, okay, that's what it was. That's okay.
You just walk away from Savitar
one. No. No Savitar talk? No. Okay. How about some Cobra Kai talk?
Yeah. We'll talk about the first few episodes of Cobra Kai.
Yes. I haven't seen it, but do tell.
They're good.
They're good.
Yeah. They're good enough to make me probably sign up for a temporary YouTube Red account just to cancel it as soon as I'm done binging it. Because I have no interest in YouTube Red other
than Cobra Kai. Yeah. That's the only way you can get it to, huh?
YouTube. Well, I'm sure there's
other methods.
You can watch little snippets. People have snippets and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, you could probably watch the whole thing on other places.
Yes.
Which we don't know what those are, but yes. I'm sure it's out there somewhere.
It is the internet.
It is the internet.
Yes.
But yeah, first couple episodes, Johnny's kind of a sympathetic character.
He is.
Yeah. So it's kind of funny because there's always been that thing that's been going around on YouTube for the longest time where the real villain of Karate Kid is actually Daniel.
Yeah, they don't go full where he's the. I mean, I don't think they're crapping on the original Karate Kid to that extent.
That's good.
But just kind of pointing out the fact that the actions that took place in the Karate Kid ruined kind of Johnny's life.
Right. Like repercussions.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just to the point where he's kind of like a handyman. He kind of takes over the Mr. Miyagi role.
He does.
Really? That's kind of interesting.
Helping a new kid out that is getting bullied, but not a willful helping him out. It was more... Life has gotten in the way, and
that's good that both those actors, Ralph Macchio and the guy that plays Johnny.
Yeah.
I don't know what his name is. But that they're getting work. He's always be Johnny. Yeah. But
same way Tom Welling is.
As always.
Clark Kent.
Yeah. But yeah, it's nice seeing them get work, and that it's good too. You know, that it's not.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's pretty funny.
Ralph Macchio's kids. Not his real kids, but he has kids. He's ultra-successful car dealer.
Yep. That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's the other thing. Johnny has to see billboards and TV commercials with him constantly on it where we're kicking prices.
Yeah. Seriously kicking prices.
That's kind of awesome.
But, like, Johnny does tell his new student the story of him, his rivalry with
Daniel LaRusso.
Daniel LaRusso, because his young pupil is dating Daniel LaRusso's daughter.
Oh,
I haven't gotten that far yet.
Yeah, because that was due to she was dating one guy, and that guy was being a jerk to her, and so then
the pupil. That was him beating up that kid. Because this is how far Johnny is falling. He's at the convenience store. Getting like making a decision of what he can buy with the amount of money that he has
dinner.
So he's sitting outside the convenience store eating a piece of pizza when circumstances happen and three bullies start beating up the new kid who's moved into his apartment building.
Where
he's a handyman.
I like that. I like that they did that.
Yeah.
So when you get to some more, there's some other things. So. That transpire, because you know.
How many episodes?
I think it's 10 episodes.
Have you watched the whole?
I have.
Do you have YouTube Red?
I do.
Yes.
The answer is yes. I do have YouTube Red, and I have watched.
Well, suppose someone didn't have YouTube Red.
Yes.
And had not signed up for it.
Okay.
Is there a particular place that they could find that?
Well, I think on YouTube they have little snippets.
Yeah, I've seen snippets, but it's not the whole episode.
Yeah.
When you go to click on the whole episode, it's like order YouTube Red, and you watch like the first 2 minutes of.
But I've noticed
some people are
some people are the snippets are in order, so those people.
So you're watching like 5 minute segments or something?
Oh. 7 minute segments.
Okay. Oh, so people have broken down the episodes.
That is what I've seen. But you know, I have YouTube.
I wonder how YouTube feels about that.
I don't know. I used to have my go-to website to watch all things television.
Mm-hmm.
That was terrible for pop-ups and things like that, but you could literally type in any TV or movie, and it would just bring up a stream of it from all over the place. And they decided to quit and make themselves a porn site, and so I was weirdly confused when I went on there the last time. I was like, what's going on? I can't find any of the stuff I... Yeah. But what's this?
That's what the internet's for.
I'll still keep the bookmark.
Well, this is not what I was expecting at all.
This is like a fan-made film, but plot is so different.
I came here to show my kids The Descendants Part 2.
Yeah.
Instead, they're seeing how they get their own descendants.
But once you get there and stuff, there is a tournament. And there Daniel also has a pupil.
Have they explained where Mr. Miyagi's at? I mean, we know
they do. Daniel does make an appearance at his gravesite.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Or I saw that was going to happen in the next episode, I think.
And then Mr. Miyagi still has that place with all his cars.
Oh, he's really?
His second home, yes. So you'll find that out later. So, okay.
All right.
Yeah. It.
Also, another show, Disenchantment.
Yeah, don't know much about this, but they released the first pictures.
And the pictures look like? Very Simpson-esque.
Very Simpson / Futurama-esque. Matt Groening's new series for Netflix. So.
And it takes place
in... It looks like it's a fantasy thing.
Fantasy thing.
Because there's like a little goblin in it. Something else. I don't know.
Nice.
And then the main character is like princess or something. I don't know if it's the main character. But I know that the guy that voiced Bender... DiMaggio.
John DiMaggio. John DiMaggio.
Is going to be in it. So is one of the Animaniacs, Patrice, whatever. They're all people from
like voice acting and stuff. Yeah, that's awesome. That's cool.
Okay.
All right. So I guess we'll jump to our regular news stuff. There's just random news things that are happening. We lost Lois.
Yeah.
Margot Kidder. So that was kind of
sad
to see. That's, I think for probably us, that's our Lois Lane.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. The one we grew up with.
Though, still one of my favorite scenes. It was one of my favorite scenes as a kid because I used to watch the old 50s show or whatever year that was from.
Yeah.
The George Reeve one.
Oh, yeah.
And, it was, I guess, Reeves, right?
Yeah.
Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, Christopher Reeve and George Reeves. Yeah.
Yeah,
that always got me weird, too, yeah.
So, the fact that young Lois on the train's mother was played by the Lois Lane from the television series.
Yeah.
Always was like, oh.
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah, yeah. Probably my favorite line, Superman's like, I got you. But who's got, and she's like, you got me, but who's got you?
Right.
I love that, it's... Classic line, but
and happily, people who have not died yet.
Yes, Stan Lee.
News here that he has his social media back, or not back, but he actually is in control of his own Twitter account now, as opposed to someone else controlling it and things like that. And he's made some statements. And so it seems like he is back in charge of his life a little bit.
That's good.
And he's suing for $1 billion.
Woo!
The company he helped create, not Marvel, but the other thing that was charity organization that had been using identity theft and kind of doing some shady things. So hopefully everything is going well in the world of Stan Lee. We wish him well.
Exactly. Yes. Stan the man.
Stan the man.
And I guess in rumors... Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes. What about Jake Gyllenhaal?
He is possibly in talks to play Mysterio.
That would actually be pretty cool.
Wouldn't it be cool? That's actually one of my favorite Spider-Man.
I always loved that character.
Yeah, I don't know why I like it so much too, but I've always.
Yeah.
So I hope they really go full on Mysterio with the fishbowl business.
Well, here's the thing.
And everything.
Mysterio has such a cool look.
I think
that is what drew me to him.
Yeah.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, he is kind of a minor villain. In terms of, he's always stealing money and things like whatever. You know, he's not like
the taking over the world. Yeah,
he's
yeah.
one of the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man villain. You know,
that's true. Yeah.
So, but I've always just loved that look of that character.
Yeah, I have too.
Yeah, he made actually a deep impact in Old Man Logan's universe, in his timeline.
Really?
Mysterio did?
Yeah, because someone hired Mysterio to go to the X-Men's mansion, and he made it to where all the X-Men look like all their villains, and Wolverine just went berserk.
Oh, that was Mysterio who
did that. That was Mysterio.
Interesting, yeah. Interesting.
And so he went berserk to try to protect it and realized that he killed all of his friends, and so that's why Old Man Logan is the way he is.
Interesting.
Yes.
And I like the idea of the character Mysterio. You know, he's a special effects wizard. Yeah. I guess in practicality, it's kind of like, you know.
Well, now.
Like Tom Savini would, you know, can you see Tom Savini or somebody?
But originally, he wasn't original. When I first fell in love with the character, wasn't he just a failed actor who also did stage makeup?
Yeah, that could be.
So that was where it was like a little bit, but I think they've kind of changed him into being a full special effects wizard.
Yeah.
Just like the movie FX.
Yeah, and there was a period of time too where I think it was during Inferno or whatever, that Inferno storyline where he got, like, actually got mystical powers from
Limbo?
Yeah, from Limbo, yeah. I think that happened.
That's a strong possibility.
Because in fact, I think McFarlane drew the Spider-Man cover with Mysterio on it. I want to say that's a thing.
Yeah.
That seems it's like...
not, it should be.
It should be. Because, you know, McFarlane draws awesome Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
he does. Also, in another part of the galaxy, we've got Star Wars news.
Yeah. Kind of news. Also a rumor. James Mangold from... wrote Logan.
Tying that into the Old Man Logan thing. Yeah.
Man.
Wow, we're really
tying things together.
I'm telling you.
We're like a rug in the Big Lebowski's house.
In our pants.
Is in talks to write and direct a Boba Fett movie. Now, this is the first talk of a Boba Fett movie in some time since who was it, the dude that did the Fantastic Four movie was supposed to do one.
Oh,
and like right before they were about to announce it, Fantastic Four did
very bad. Yeah.
Bad things happened and they went, no.
Yeah.
So there's no talk of when this one's actually falling into the timeline of what they're supposed to release, because they still haven't announced what the next movie is after Episode 9.
Yeah.
Though there are some people.
When is Episode 9 supposed to come out?
After 8.
Oh, you're right.
Before 10.
That is how math works. It is. Right.
I'm not an expert, but.
but
I know that I say Rain Man, but I'm not.
Yeah, but I mean, Solo, and then there's no other Star Wars movie.
There is. There's one that they haven't announced yet for 2020.
Is it really? Oh, okay.
And they have the Episode 9, I think, is supposed to come out 2019. Christmas 2019.
That sounds about right. This is every 2 years, kind of, right? It's kind of like how they kind of do it, yeah.
So there's a lot of talk that maybe it is going to be an Obi-Wan movie.
I would like to see an Obi-Wan movie. Because hasn't there been rumors of Ewan McGregor growing a goatee back?
He grew a beard back, and he has kind of Obi-Wanish hair and was, like, working out was where they saw him.
Yeah.
So with that just, I mean, that could just be
any movie where, you know, he could be playing a cool hipster. You know? Yeah, he might like that, yeah. I would like to see an Obi-Wan movie more than a Boba Fett movie, I think.
I think I'd be interested in kind of both, because...
Those are two. Like, I wanted those so much more than a Solo movie.
Yeah. Like, I'd want a Solo movie if it was, like, young Harrison Ford, or an actor that looks like young Harrison Ford. this guy just—he's just not really doing anything for me.
I'm gonna wait till I see it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to be.
I do like how they portray Chewie, because Chewie just looks like he's just going just
throwing people on the head. This is the first Star Wars movie that has come out since 1983 that I have not, like, I'm not going opening night.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I didn't take time off of work for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't have it in me to care.
Yeah. And that's how, because, like, really, there's, what's new going to be told in the story?
Nothing. They're going to, this feels like they're just going to reference a whole bunch of old stuff.
Yeah.
And tell a crime heist story. And, hey, I'm all for it. I think it will be entertaining. And
I mean, the reviews so far have been pretty good. It seems like.
Well, they've been okay.
Yeah.
They have, everyone said, it's kind of slow at first, but it gets there. And it's okay. I mean, it's...
Yeah, that's not overwhelmingly positive, I guess.
I haven't seen a whole bunch of negative reviews, though there have been some. But I haven't seen glowing positive ones either. Even Kevin Smith, who's universally positive on everything, his review, his one thing, Twitter thing, was... It said positive things, but in such a way that it wasn't overly positive. It's really hard to say.
Yeah. A subdued Kevin Smith means, it's all right.
And this is the guy who loved episode one.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just that's the thing. Like, it's going to be all the mystique of Han Solo is going to be kind of destroyed in this movie, I think, in a way. I don't need to see the Kessel Run.
I don't need to see the Kessel Run.
I don't need to see how he won the Millennium Falcon. Just know that he had won it.
It is certified fresh.
Is it?
But not by much.
Not by much?
69%.
Ooh. Mm. And that's not even really widely distributed yet. That comes out tonight.
Yeah. Right? Those are the reviews. Those are the reviews. So it's...
Tonight.
You'll get a couple more that go in, but it's not going to...
Yeah, I don't know.
But I think it's going to be, I think if you go in expecting great, it's going to be massively disappointing to you. But I think if you go in expecting just a movie that's kind of fun with an actor that takes a little bit getting used to, his Han Solo, but everyone seems to say he does fine.
Yeah.
He doesn't do a Harrison Ford, so it takes a while for you to get used to it. But
yeah,
that's what it is.
And I think that's probably the problem for me is that, like, Harrison Ford, in my mind, is just, he defined that character so much, you know, and it's hard for me to envision anybody else in that role, I guess, and that's, you know.
The bad thing, too, is, as opposed to Rogue One, which dealt with a whole bunch of characters you didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot at stake. You don't know, you feel like it's probably leading towards that ending, but you don't know. There might be some people, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. I know Han Solo's making it to episode 4.
Yeah, you know Lando's going to be okay.
Chewbacca. Yeah. I know Lando and him. I know he's getting the Millennium Falcon. I know Lando is...
Yeah.
Is,
we know everything's going to happen. Yeah. It's almost kind of like, you know, some of the stuff with the prequels. Obi-Wan's going to make it through all three movies.
Right.
You know.
It takes away a little bit of the dramatic tension of could they kill them?
Yeah.
Or they could just do something amazing and be like, Han Solo is a... It's like a title, like the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Oh, you know what? that would be awesome, actually. Yeah. That would be cool.
And they introduce someone who looks like young Harrison Ford.
Right.
And he takes over the identity at the end.
Yeah. That's he kills him. He kills him and just takes over his identity.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not even like a title. He just impersonates Han Solo. And that's the Han Solo. Wow, that'd be kind of weird. But I don't know.
So, we might have gone a little too...
Yeah,
it's like, too. We might have gone a little farther.
Yeah.
It's different if they die and the person's like, I'm going to honor his memory and become Han Solo.
I mean, he was portrayed kind of villainous in the beginning. You know, he kind of redeemed himself, sort of.
Was he?
Yeah, because, I mean, he shot first.
He was a... Well...
A little scoundrel.
In my pants.
Scoundrel.
He was a scoundrel. Let's face it, he's a drug smuggler.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the spice that they're talking about is...
Yeah.
Spice Girls.
Colors of the world, spice up your life.
You've gone too far. you've gone too far.
So. I'm not far enough.
Ooh.
Oh, hey. You know what I want? What I really
want? Tell me what you want. What do you really, really want?
I
want
to. I don't even know, though. I don't know. Zig, zig, ah. I don't know. It's a bunch of syllables that I don't know. Zig, zig, ah. Is that what it is?
I think so.
Yeah,
zig, zig, ah. Yeah, I think it's
what is that?
I don't think it's anything, really. It's just the...
According to her thing, like, ziggy, ziggy, ah.
Ziggy, ziggy, ah?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Does she have a thing for cartoon characters?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. Like
comic strip characters?
Ziggy.
Yeah.
Maybe. Short, ziggy, bald man. Ziggy.
That's right, with a dog.
Ziggy, ziggy, ah. In my pants. Ooh. You know, wasn't pop music a lot more entertaining in the 90s? Maybe not. I don't know.
It was a lot less, you know, it was a lot more nonsensical.
Yeah.
Mm-bop.
Yeah, mm-bop. Mm-hmm. Oh, little Crash Test Dummies.
What I liked was that there was a lot of pop music that wasn't really pop.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
Alternative became mainstream.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Creed.
Creed.
And then, why do you got to bring things back? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wow, yeah. All right,
man, you just took the soul out of this podcast. The way you took the soul out of music.
With arms wide open.
Yeah, with arms wide open.
As I like to call him, Proto Nickelback.
Yeah. Creed was Nickelback before Nickelback was. Yeah, yeah, that is very true.
Creed was the hipster Nickelback.
So last thing we talk about
is
the Happy Time Murders,
the Happy
and
Time.
The Red Band trailer.
The Red Band trailer. Yes. If you haven't checked it out, it is hilarious.
It's a thing of where the movie, I don't know that trailer makes me want to see the movie so much as I need to see the movie because of what happens in the trailer.
Yes,
yeah.
I don't know that that's going to be a good movie.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's going to be as good of a movie as you would expect. What's the food?
Sausage Party.
Sausage Party.
Yeah, but Sausage Party, you go in and yes, you get a raunchy comedy, but you also get, it's actually a satire on religion. And
yeah, that is true. There's
a lot of weird things going on in Sausage Party that have kind of layered, and then it ends in a food orgy, but that's not the point.
Yes.
Point is,
what it takes to get to the food orgy.
So, but Happy Time Murders from the son of Jim Henson.
Yeah.
And the director of all of those
even Muppet movies. Yeah, yeah. It just makes you, you know, what would Jim Henson think?
For those who haven't seen it, we should probably say that this is a crime drama, but it's not a drama. It's a comedy.
Yeah, a dramedy.
Yeah.
If you will.
About murders going on in the Muppet world.
So it's kind of, you know, Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
I was just going to say that. I was just going to say that,
Who Framed Roger Rabbit meets Meet the Feebles.
Yes. Yeah. Take those two, smash them together, throw in a little Sausage Party.
Yeah. That's his tradition.
As is tradition. And you got Happy Times Murders.
Happy Time Murders.
Yeah. It looks interesting.
Yeah.
It definitely makes me wonder who greenlit it, because it seems like something that would not ever get made, especially with the people that are in it.
Right.
It's got notable people in it, you know.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
Joel McHale.
I always want to call Maya Angelou. Just because they have the same first name. Who is the basis of the song Loving You? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Her mom is the singer of that song. It was written about her as a baby.
Wow. That is.
We're talking about Maya Rudolph.
Yes.
Not Maya Angelou. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loving You is easy because you're beautiful. And then I hit that. Loving You. Yeah, that one.
Wow, look at that.
You're beautiful. Do, 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 do. And then let's hear that note.
Yeah. That was not a bad attempt.
I do have a Y chromosome, so I can't really get that high.
It was passable.
It was passable.
Yeah.
La, 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 la. Okay, I'll stop.
Yeah. All right. So
there you got that.
That's
Joel McHale.
Joel McHale. That's right. Joel McHale.
I don't know who else.
Yeah. The, I guess that's pretty much wraps up the podcast. And
All right.
I mean, I guess next episode we're going to talk about possibly Solo and Deadpool 2.
So we might have a chance to see them.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So check us out on our social media sites, on the Facebook, on the Twitter.
On our website, allmyissues.com.
That's right. Facebook, allmyissues.com. Twitter, at allmyissues.com.
Stitcher. All those things, I guess, you know. Find us. You look up All My Issues on the internet, on the Googles.
Yep.
That Chris is going to show me how to use here.
Yeah.
And,
seriously.
And you'll find... All of my issues. You'll find us.
You'll find us.
Yeah, I was going to say, I already know all of your issues. It's the inability to use the internet.
Google and the internet. There you go.
I know if we ever, like, it's, you know, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer universe. Yes. I know who is not Willow.
Willow!
Because... They'll be like, we need to know everything we need to know about this demon. Okay, I'm going to go research at the library. And then like 6 hours later, it'll be like, I found the library.
Giles wasn't there.
I'm still trying to get this Dewey Decimal System down. Hold on a second.
All right.
Oh, man. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
See ya.
Later.